I want the best information. How about you? The good news is that we can reach out to the master of molecules. Welcome to Jesus Smart, the podcast. And this is a mini-sode, a very short, brief podcast episode. Jesus has every answer and solution that we need or want. And I'm referring to every sphere: personal, family, business. What about our personal finances? Community. What about even societal issues? Is there something in our life or in our sphere of influence, in our sphere of reach, that is just begging for the extreme mastery of Jesus? You know, I'm not sure about bumper sticker theology. Do you know what I mean by that? You've seen bumper stickers that say different things, you know. But if one must adhere theology, okay, to one's bumper, let's place Jesus is brilliant right next to Jesus is Lord, because he truly is brilliant. He's way beyond molecules. He's way beyond the level of even physical sciences and even scientism, the worship of science that we have today. He's even more than metaphysical. A lot of people are interested in the realm of metaphysicality, but Jesus, the supremacy of Christ, reigns over all reality, invisible as well as seen. You know, Dallas Willard writes in his great book, I highly recommend it, The Divine Conspiracy, which is a deep dive into the Sermon on the Mount, that Jesus must be amused. He must be amused at what Nobel Prizes are awarded for today. I mean, consider that he knew how to upgrade the molecular structure of plain, ordinary water, transforming it into wine, matchless wine. He knew how to utilize energy, multiplying matter in the feeding of thousands upon thousands of people, all this with a few pieces of bread and fish, which he gave thanks for and came under the blessing of the Father. Jesus showed his mastery of the human body, transforming diseased tissue, restoring health and life, even raising people from the dead. He could suspend normal laws that we live with, like buoyancy, for example, water, the laws of buoyancy. He could walk on water at times as needed. Dangerous weather patterns were arrested with a powerful command. He was even able to cut short human suffering from a distance with a commanding word of belief and health. And he did all of these things and more, modeling for us what it was for a human being to be under the yielding and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And all of these kingdom dynamics are available to us today, as we are progressively transformed into the image of Christ, not just in his character or his nature, like kindness or love, but also in his capacities to do these things which bring glory to the Father. So I ask you this question again: is something in your life asking for the brilliance and mastery of Jesus? Now, Jesus is resurrected. He's ascended. He's enthroned, and he has extreme mastery over every aspect of reality. We are privileged. Hebrews 4 says that we can come before the throne of grace to receive help in time of need, to receive the highest information, to receive revelation, to receive mastery over situations on the earth. He absolutely has every answer and solution we need or want. I mean, I realize that at times we get cornered and our wisdom and our information is swallowed up and we're left feeling desperate with no answers or no solutions. But it's available in every sphere, again: personal, family, business, community, culture, society. I love this quote by Dallas Willard in his book, The Divine Conspiracy. He wrote, "Jesus is now supervising the entire course of world history, while simultaneously preparing the rest of the universe for our future role in it." That's what he said in John 14. He always has the best information on everything, and certainly also on the things that matter most in human life. Dallas Willard in The Divine Conspiracy. So, what information do you need from him? What revelation do you need? What insights? Is there something in your life or in your sphere of influence, your sphere of reach, even your sphere of concern that requires the brilliance and mastery of Jesus? It's available. It starts with acknowledging that he has it, that he has the goods, that he has the highest information, praying, requesting, asking for wisdom. The scriptures say that we will not be denied if we ask for wisdom, if we ask in faith and believe that we will receive. Well, this is Jesus Smart, the podcast. It's now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, even YouTube. And we appreciate your ratings and reviews, comments, all of these things sort of nurture the algorithms on these platforms to help more people see if they want to consider listening to this content. It gets it before more ears, if you will, more eyeballs. So we appreciate that. Also, you can go to JesusSmart.com. Specifically, you could go to JesusSmart.com/tag/podcast right now. And it will curate for you and populate all of the podcast episodes, show notes pages. And on those show note pages, there are sometimes additional links, sometimes additional resources and things that aren't even available on the show note pages on the podcast platforms themselves. So I'd encourage you to go there. Today, on this episode, I will have a link of the book by Dallas Willard, The Divine Conspiracy. Tremendous teacher, tremendous author. Okay, well, bless you, my friend. I appreciate you. And let me just pray real quick. Father, I pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, that the throne of grace is set before us and the best information, solutions, and answers are available to us as we come before your throne with request, with belief in the name, in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.